Welcome back for our 15th message from the host. This message will highlight the Carry the Load. Founded by veteran U.S. Navy SEALs Clint Bruce and Stephen Holly, Carry the Load started as a mission to restore the true meaning of Memorial Day. Carry the Load works to bring all Americans together to participate in honoring our nation's heroes every day. The ATO has been partners with Carry the Load since the inception, and we are proud to continue that alliance. Since 2013, Carry the Load has donated over $800,000 to the ATO. Today we'll have on some of the Dallas officers that want to share their personal stories as they have participated in the relays across America. Each have their own unique story and experiences as they have walked in this meaningful event. And after this episode, you'll understand the impact of this brotherhood and the mission that it's provided. To tell this story, we're going to start off with Tony Andahar. He's a sergeant with Dallas PD, longtime Dallas Police Association member and VP, and also longtime ATO supporter and a member of the Double Six Cook Team. Tony, say hello.
Hey, Joe. Thank you very much for having us on. My story started back in 2013. When I was asked to join a few officers to do Carry the Load, and I didn't really know anything about it, but I thought it sounded really interesting, really cool. And so I went out and walked at Rivershawn Park and up and down Katy Trail for, you know, the whole 20 hours and 13 minutes that they do it to remember their officers and the fallen veterans that gave so much for this country. You know, the true meaning of Memorial Day. And that's, you know, you touched on that. Clint Bruce wanted to remember his buddies, and he was at a picnic, and he realized, you know, it was Memorial Day weekend and everybody was having a good time, you know, and grilling and, you know, having a good time. And he just felt like, you know, this is not what the true meaning of Memorial Day really is. And so he put on a backpack and he started walking around White Rock Lake. And while he was walking around White Rock Lake, he saw another veteran who looked at him and said, "Hey, buddy, who are you carrying?" And that really made him think, and that's how the organization started. Yeah, Stephen Holly and Clint Bruce started the organization to bring back the true meaning of Memorial Day and to honor America's true heroes, those who gave all for our country and for our communities. So also, like you had touched on, ATO was a nonprofit partner from the very beginning. They teamed up with Carry the Load, and they sent officers out there to walk. At the time, in 2013, I was part of the Military Assistance Program. It's a program that we had here in the department internally to help. We would do care packages and different things for officers, Dallas police officers who were deployed overseas. And that's how that organization, it was kind of just a club organization. Beth Sundquist, who's not here with us today, but she was part of that organization as well. And she and I, after that 2013 year, we decided we would participate every year. So I was co-captain with her on that team. And we would sell T-shirts all over the department to try to raise money. That was, you know, kind of how we got started. And somewhere along the way, well, Beth became more involved with ATO. The military assistance program kind of went away. And so we kind of merged with ATO and going on Carry the Load. So I participated in every Carry the Load since 2013.
Can you describe what the relays entail? Like, how do you, you know, like what y'all do, what the event is like for the listeners that may not know?
It starts on Sunday at 4 p.m. They have opening ceremonies, and it's in Rivershawn Park, right there off of the Katy Trail. And they have the opening ceremonies, and then from that point on, whatever year it is, that's how many minutes they're going to do. So it's always 20 hours and then however many minutes for the year significance or signifies the year start or end time. And so that year, you know, 2013, it was 20 hours and 13 minutes and then, you know, 20 hours, 14 minutes and so on. But you walk up and down the Katy Trail. You wear as much weight as you want. if you don't want to wear any weight, you don't wear any weight. But the weight signifies the weight of your brothers, the brothers that you've lost along the way. And it's a way for you to remember them. So you go up and down. One lap up and back is 7 miles. And you do as much or as little as you'd like to do. And you can stay out there all night or you can stay out there for 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. But it's whatever helps, you know, whatever is in your heart to do along the way. Usually I do, well, every year that I've done that, and that's the Dallas Memorial March. So, and we're going to get into this a little bit, but there's two, it kind of has grown over the years and now they have a national relay as well. And that's what we're all a part of this year. So every year I've been part of the Dallas Memorial March. I usually stay out there all night. We walk, you know, into the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. We do laps up and down, as many as we can do. And it's really just an amazing experience to see all the people out there. You know, of course, at the beginning, there's a lot of people out there. Everybody's really excited. But you get to that 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, time, and you see the people that really, really want to be out there, you know, and you see people that are in pain. You see people that are, you know, maybe they have an amputation or they have some other type of injury that they're dealing with. And it inspires you. It really, you know, makes you think. And that first year, one of the things that really stuck out to me that I was doing it. I'm walking up the trail, up the Katy Trail, and a guy passes me, and I thought I was walking pretty fast, but apparently not fast enough, and he just blows right by me. But I see on the back of his backpack, and this is another thing that everybody, a lot of people do when they're out there, is they carry the names of the brothers that they're walking for. And this guy had a piece of paper, and it was just typed out with, I don't know, 20, 10, 15 names, something like that. It was just amazing. And he's just taking, you know, booking up the trail. So I tried to catch up with him and I'm doing the best I can. And I'm trying to take a picture because it just really impacted me, you know, how many of his brothers he was carrying with him that day. And so all of us, when we do the carry the load, we try to carry, you know, someone special for us, you know, somebody that we're thinking about while we're out there. And it really just makes it even more impactful when you're out there and you see all the names on different people's packs, you know, up and down the trail. So, two years ago, I participated in the national Carry the Load. So, like I said earlier, they have grown and they've decided to make this more of a national event. They want people to really get the word out about what the true meaning of Memorial Day is. So, back 2 years ago, was that 2021, I asked to be on the national relay. And just to give you a little heads up on that. So the national relay, there's 5 teams. There's a East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, New England, and Mountain States. Yeah. Mountain States, yeah. So there's 5 different teams. They start at the beginning of May, or right about that time. And they, all the teams start at different parts of the country. So the West Coast team starts in Seattle. The East Coast team starts at West Point, New York. Vermont, New England starts in Vermont. And they all start at different points. And what they do is throughout the month of May, they work their way down to Dallas. So when they get to Dallas on Sunday before Memorial Day, they walk into the Rivershawn Park together. And that starts the Memorial March in Rivershawn Park.
Hey Joe, can you describe the setup of Rivershawn Park and the trail and what it looks like as far as signage and flags that are out there to honor this event and honor these heroes?
Sure. On the Katy Trail is 3.5 out and back, so they have both sides of the trail lined with storyboards, and it's the storyboards of the first responders and military that were killed in the line of duty.
Joe, you've participated in this event for several years. Can you talk about what that means to you, and have you had any kind of just, you know, been impacted spiritually, personally by this event, and why is this so important to you?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, I found Carry the Load by happenstance, really. I found it in 2015. Back then I was doing a lot of marathons, so me and a couple people on Memorial weekend decided to go to Katy Trail that weekend. We didn't know what was going on. And then we saw all these people out there, right? People walking with the weighted vests. We saw Marines out there carrying a log, firemen out there in all their gear, police officers in full uniform. So, you know, we started asking, you know, hey, what is this? And they said, it's called Carry the Load. And so we went down to the main stage. I started talking to a lot of people, and I'm like, you know, this is, you know, everything I've done, you know, military and first responder. You know, I was in the Air Force, and I was in the Navy Reserve, so, and a police officer. So this is like, you know, hits all the buttons. All right, so I found them in 2015, 2016. I've got two other veteran groups involved in Carry the Load, and this is before I got involved with Assist the Officer. So I was out there, you know, getting more veterans involved in this event because, it's, you know, back then it was still very grassroots. You know, it's you know, they did a lot of advertising, but, you know, it still hadn't even gotten to the veteran groups in Dallas. So that's what I started doing, getting involved.
Now, you don't have to be a veteran or a law enforcement officer to be involved, right?
No, it's definitely for everybody.
So volunteers could come out, help out, people could just show up and start walking on their own?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can you talk about a story? You've done the relays, right? Can you describe that participation and how that impacted you?
Yeah, so I was asked to do the national relays by Ed a couple years ago, and I was chosen to do the Midwest. And, you know, I met them up in St. Louis, and so we walked from St. Louis all over back till we got back to Dallas. And this was in, 2021. So I'm walking through Nebraska. I think I was in Omaha. So there's a military base there, Offutt Air Force Base. And I'm on the last leg, and then so we finish up, and we end up taking one of the support vehicles back to the bus, and then I see this couple outside of the bus, and the bus that I was on that year had Patrick Zamarripa's picture, right? So, you know, the officer killed on 7/7, and they're just staring, you know, at the bus, and so I start talking to him, and then she starts saying, you know, we know Patrick. Right. I'm like, okay, you know, how do you know Patrick? And she said they were driving down, you know, the main street because the buses kind of park in places that they can be seen. Right. The relay buses. And that's where we walk. We walk so people can, you know, see and ask what, you know, what Carry the Load is. And so she starts yelling at her husband saying, hey, that's Patrick. That's Patrick. Right. And so they pull over and we start talking to him. And it ended up being one of Patrick's best friends from high school. So he was in the military, right? So, you know, we start talking, and he had to work the next day because I told him, hey, if you want to, I'm doing the next leg. And it's like 5 miles. He goes, well, let me think about it. And so he shows up in full uniform, got his full Alice pack, from the military, and we start humping, and he tells me, you know, pretty much all about Patrick. So, you know, that was a pretty good story since, you know, I didn't know Patrick at all. I just, you know, went to the funeral.
So the local walk or the ruck is basically up and down the trail, right?
Yes.
How does the national one look? Because you're walking such a far distance, like, are there buses involved? Because you guys are sleeping on a bus, basically, right? And there's support vans. Lay that out for us.
Yeah, so the national relay is a huge, huge bus, and there's usually probably about 10 relay members on there. And then let's say we're started out in Omaha, and so we've got, you know, lots of legs, right? We start at anywhere from 7 to 8 in the morning, and we walk until about
sundown.
Sometimes 9, yeah.
Yeah. And so every relay member on the bus has a leg, right? So that's the leg that you're responsible for. And you can do more legs, right? So you don't have to just do one, because each leg is like 3 to 5 miles. I think the first year I averaged 13 miles a day when I was out there, just because you get to one of the stops and there's, you know, so many people out there that want to join you, and you know, you want to join them too. You know, then sometimes you go out there, there's no one there,
yeah,
right? Because, you know, we're in the middle of, you know, America, and, you know, sometimes you're humping out there by yourself. And, you know, I like those just as much as I like 200 people.
So what would you say your favorite set of gear is? Like, is it shoes, socks, the right bag? What is it?
You got to take care of your feet, that's for sure. Yeah, it's all about your feet. So good socks, good shoes, and just be prepared, you know, for any kind of weather.
What's your go-to?
I wear trail shoes when I do it. Just, they're comfortable.
I wear trail shoes as well. I've gone through all kinds of different footwear and everything like that. My little secret is two pair of socks. So I wear the thin pair underneath and then a thicker pair on top. And that way I can switch them out. You got to, you know, it's got back to, so Joe and I are both, you know, veterans. You know, we've kind of done this as younger kids, you know, but you got to take care of those feet, man. You got to put that that foot powder on and keep them dry.
Ed, what's your go-to?
Well, I've walked in sandals before.
Wow.
Believe it or not. And I paid for it.
Yeah, because your feet start hurting.
Yeah, there was one year, I think, actually the first year I did it, you know, medics travel with us. So they're full-time medics. If they're not firefighters, you know, they in some capacity, they're medics. And we ran out of bandages. And one of the medics, you know, he was a veteran. He goes, hey, there's nothing that we can put on you. And he goes, how about duct tape? I said, duct tape? He goes, we did it in the war. It works. I said, well, let's duct tape these feet. And they did. So
it's a physical toll and a mental toll to stay focused and fight through the pain. What do you think that – and this is for all of y'all. What do you think that would symbolize?
Well, it's just so heartening. You know, I'm not a veteran, and if I haven't told you guys, thank you for your service. You know, the veterans out there, the police officers, the firefighters and first responders, it's just so overwhelming. I wasn't a veteran, but growing up in a household, my brother was in the Marine Corps, and I remember when he left to boot camp, that U.S. flag flew in front of my house until he came home. And even after that, I have that tradition that I fly the flag. As soon as we built our house, that's one of the first things I did, is I put a post out there to fly that flag. And it's just so remarkable. You know, we live in a country that, you know, if you don't live anywhere else, third world countries, is just, you know, the U.S. is unbelievable. And we should just give thanks for all those, you know, veterans that paid the ultimate sacrifice, and just thank them. To this day, I'm walking somewhere and I see somebody wearing a cap or a shirt, and I thank them for their service.
So when whenever you're doing this, yeah, you're right. It's definitely a mental game. Physically, you're going to be tired. It's going to hurt. Everything hurts. When I've done the Katy Trail, excuse me, I usually get to about mile 20, and you pretty much stop feeling everything. Your feet are numb. Your back is just on fire. Everything hurts from top to bottom. But what keeps me going, and it doesn't matter if I'm doing a national relay or the one here in Dallas, but what keeps me going is that memory of those officers and those veterans that have given the ultimate sacrifice. And really, you know, even not just the ones that have given the ultimate sacrifice, but the people who have, you know, put it out there. You know, you see people who are, you know, amputees, single amputees, double amputees in wheelchairs, and they're out there doing it. And you know, hey, if they're out there doing it, then I can do this too. And you just keep going.
And the families, families of these heroes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you guys mentioned it earlier about the storyboards. You know, so I'm able to, this year, we're going to honor Jacob Arellano. Jacob Arellano was a Dallas police officer, and he was on his way to work when he was tragically killed by a DWI. And this year we're going to honor him, and they're going to have his storyboard. And I've told his family about it. And it's just to see how, you know, it's a big picture board, you know, and it tells you, you know, how old they were, when they died. And it's just not him. You see everybody, especially the ones for Dallas. If you knew somebody, it's very touching. And just to know that there's some of these kids that die when they're 17 in war, and you're like, why, they never lived, but you're here for them, you know, just to pay respect.
Yeah. Also, along with that, when you read those storyboards, you know, you have time, you know, you're out there for so long, you start looking and reading those storyboards, and exactly like Ed said, you see a little bit of, it has a little of their story on there of how they're, you know, what, where they were and how they were killed in action or whatever. And it really hits you.
It keeps their memory alive, mm-hmm. for their family and forever.
You know, when you're on the national relay, you know, you are tired, you're sore every day. But then you'll have people that come out and they do every leg with you, right? And you're talking, you know, 26, 30 miles. And you're like, you know, if they're going to come out here and support us, you know, I'm going to go out there on a couple of legs with them for sure. And we had, last year I did the New England relay. We had a guy meet us up in Greenville, Texas, and he walked over 24 hours with us to Dallas. And then, you know, I talked with him. I think I did at least 10 miles with him because we had been up since that one. That's the only relay that once you get into Texas, you don't stop. All right. And so, yeah, I had long conversations with him and, you know, and he had served. Right. So that's why he was doing it. He was doing it for the people that that he lost when he was in the military. And I asked him if he ever did the Dallas March. And he goes, you know, no, I've never done the Dallas one. I've always, you know, and I asked him if he ever fundraised for Carry the Load, and he had never done that either. And I was like, you know, why don't you start, you know, maybe taking this a little further and then seeing if you can come out here with us. Cause you know, you're the kind of person that, you know, that they would love to be on this relay with us.
You know, one of the best parts about that too is, we visit all the relays, visit all the national cemeteries. We stop and pay homage, and you're going to meet Gold Star families. I've met several of them, and they tell their story about their, you know, their brother, their sister, their husband, and you're like, wow. And some of them never got to meet their kids. And when you see that, I mean, it's very touching. And you tell them what you're going to do for them, and you get their name and says, you know what, I'm going to walk for them today. Mm-hmm. And it's just wow.
Yeah, when you're doing the Carry the Load, the biggest thing is the stories that you hear, the people that you meet on along the way, and you share with them. You like you said, you know, you go up to them and say, "Hey, who are you carrying today?" And they'll tell you, and it's so cathartic for them because they've been holding it in for so long, and they get to walk and talk with us, and they just, you know, let it go a little bit, you know, and they it's really just a healing experience.
It's America at its finest, really, if you think about it, just the history and the connectivity of this country and everything that we had to fight for at one point. And events like this and organizations like this is what keeps our heroes' memories alive forever for these families, generations of heroes.
Yeah, and I got to give a big shout out to Carry the Load, because without Carry the Load, I found my why. I was walking somewhere in Georgia. And I'll never forget, you know, you guys know my story. I don't know why God saved my life and I'm still here on earth. And I found my purpose. When I was reflecting on my life, walking by myself, hurting, carrying that U.S. flag, doing that ruck, and it dawned upon me, I'm already doing it. I'm helping those first responders and their families through Assist the Officer Foundation. And I'm just so glad that we're part of this organization.
Guys, what are some of the ways you can support this organization, this cause?
So we're currently doing t-shirt sales on the Assist the Officer Foundation website. So you can go.
Beautiful t-shirts.
Yeah, thanks. So you can just go to our website at ato.org, and then we have a tab there for our ATO gear.
You can also go to Carry the Load directly, their website, carrytheload.org as well. And they have different teams that you can sponsor. You can just give money directly to Carry the Load. So just to get into it real quick, Carry the Load does fundraisers and then supports other veteran and first responder, police officers, organizations that help officers and veterans in their time of need. So it goes back out to different organizations that have been vetted, and over 90% of every dollar that is donated to Carry the Load goes back to the mission of helping officers and first responders as well.
Yeah, they're one of the Assistive Officer Foundation's biggest supporters every year. Mm-hmm. Every year we get a donation from them, and then that goes in, that serves our mission to helping our police and fire in the area.
I think since the beginning, since ATO has been a nonprofit partner with Carry the Load, I think they've given over $800,000.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pushing $1 million.
Mm-hmm. And all that money that we get from Carry the Load, you know, goes to ATO. ATO supports officers who have been injured, killed in the line of duty, their families, and as well as the counseling programs. And I know that you guys have, you know, highlighted a lot of those counseling programs, but those things take money. You know, you have to, you know, and you have to have those things in place so that we can help officers right now.
Yeah, the fundraising is crucial to nonprofits, and it's crucial to the Assistive Officer Foundation. I could say, being in the wellness unit, I've seen firsthand the growth of the confidential counseling program. Since 2016, we've seen a 300% increase in officers utilizing those programs. And just from 2022 to 23, it is almost literally a $100,000 bump for that cost. It is really good that the officers and their families, and firefighters we help as well, and their families are utilizing these, but these services are not free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these fundraisers and these events are so crucial.
Yeah, the services for the individual officer or their families, that, you know, is coming from somewhere, you know, so somebody has to pick up that tab, and that's how ATO helps officers right now.
Absolutely. I got some final questions for all three of you to wrap this up. Tony, can you tell the listeners who you're carrying and why?
Yeah, this year I'm carrying a very good friend of mine, Jeff Bell. Jeff was a firefighter, retired after 20 years with the Colony Fire Department. He was a paramedic. And he passed away suddenly back 2 years ago. And Jeff was a huge supporter of first responders. You know, he was a firefighter, but also his dad was a retired Dallas police officer. And Jeff loved police officers. He really did. I can't even begin to describe how much he really supported everything that I did. And ever since I started Carry the Load back, you know, started doing it, and I would sell t-shirts, he would help me sell t-shirts. He would take it to the VFW over in Mesquite and sell t-shirts for me and bring me back the money. And, you know, he was just always so involved in anything, any way he could give back in any way. And I'm going to be carrying his memory this year.
Joe?
Ever since I started Carry the Load, I've always carried the five Dallas officers that were killed in the sniper attack. I also carry Rogelio Santander because the task force that the federal task force that I work on is named after him. And then I'm carrying Mitchell Penton this year too. You know, I've gotten to know his parents, and you know, I want to honor his memory.
The great ATL chairman, Sergeant Ed Lujan, you got the final word.
Yeah, you know, when I started this journey 4 years ago, walking on these relays and doing what I'm doing now, it's just, again, I can't thank the Carry the Load for what they do. But this year, you know, I always carry all the Dallas police officers with me, and every day I change it out. But this special person was, he was there for me, and he visited me numerous times while I was going through my rehab, and that's Jose de la Rocha, Dallas police officer. He passed away last August, just suddenly, and he left behind a wife and a young son. And I talked to his wife, and I told her, I want to honor you and honor him and his son by carrying his name on my first leg. And you know, I just want her and their family to know that he's not going to be forgotten, because I still have that jacket that he brought me when I was injured, and I'll never forget that when he brought it to me. And again, I just want to thank Care the Load, you guys, for promoting this. And you know, hopefully we can raise a lot of money. You can go on our Facebook and join our team. You can do it virtually. You don't have to live in Dallas to join our team. So again, thank you, Joe, Kent, for having us. And again, thank you for your service.
Hey, brother, hey, sister, I'll never give up on you. Hey, Mrs., hey, mister, I'll see this all the way through. No matter how far the sun and the moon, I'll never give up on you. Down when you're lonely, I'll pull you up. Life leaves you heavy when the going gets tough. I'll be your shoulder, together we'll run. Up from the bottom, yeah, we'll rise above. Hey brother, hey sister, I'll never give up on you. Hey Mrs., hey mister, I'll see this all the way through. No matter how far the sun and the moon, I'll never give up. Never give up on you. Hey Mrs., hey mister, I'll see this all the way through. No matter how far for the gold and the blue, I'll never give up on you.